listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, April 20th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the fray for another day of nothingness.
It's only nothingness if you want it to be nothingness.
Have you had a chance to color your hair?
Obviously, no.
There's a cute Instagram. It's actually from the Quarantine Live series that Kimberly Williams and Brad Paisley are doing. Brad dyes her hair in the kitchen with not good results. You're going to want to see that.
I'm going to want to see that.
Yeah. Poor Kimberly. But she could always wear a hat. I mean, it's okay.
She's going to look cute no matter what.
She kind of does, doesn't she? Maybe we should start picking on her.
That was a sweet story.
You know, Allie.
Brad Paisley, Kimberly Williams.
Some random facts for you today. 90 of the 388 games released for the Nintendo 64 have the number 64 somewhere in their title, like Super Mario 64 and Madden Football 64. That's about one out of every four games. Do we care? Do we?
Not really.
World's deepest underwater cave is in the Czech Republic. It's at least 1,552 feet deep. I don't know how. Where do they come up with the 52? Anyway.
How do they measure?
I don't know. That's as far as anyone's ever been able to go, and they still haven't found the bottom. 1,552.
Where is that?
Czech Republic.
Okay.
Dennis Wilson was the only member of the Beach Boys who actually surfed. And I think I knew that one.
No way.
Yeah, I think I knew that one. Yeah, no.
Talk about rowing team and not rowing.
No. Yeah, right.
Well, they didn't say surfing boys. They did say Beach Boys.
That's right. And Kellogg's ripped off the idea for Pop-Tarts from Post. Post announced they were going to be making a pastry for your toaster
pastries.
Called Country Squares.
Oh.
So Kellogg's quickly developed their own version and got them out first in 1964. Huh. And there you go. The rest is boss history, as I like to say.
I have had both.
What did you say they were? They were
toaster pastries.
Toaster
maybe
pastries.
Post toasties.
Yeah. I don't know.
I gotta say,
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts are best.
Pop-Tarts. Yeah. They got
There's
the crack.
There's some in my house right
they
now.
They got the crack in them, don't
Man.
They? They got the crack.
I've always loved me some Pop-Tarts. I was eating them before they were ever frosted. I warm them up and put strawberry jam on them.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Tarts. Okay, it's time for the Who Cares News. With that, what's going on today?
Well, you're already frothing over Pop-Tarts, so you're going to keep frothing right now.
Frothing?
Halle Berry isn't sweating the single life.
Wait. 2 days that we've talked about Halle Berry in the news?
Mm-hmm.
That's cray.
True.
Wow.
True story.
You are scratching the bottom of the barrel.
I'm doing it for you, John Van Camp. It's all for you.
What's going on with Halle Berry, for goodness sake?
Well, she's opened up about her love life, and she was proud to report that it's been quiet.
Quiet.
I know that you can help her with that.
No, I can't. I'm married. I can't do anything about
her
love life.
Your wife would give you a hall pass for
probably,
her.
But still.
Well, she was chatting on Instagram Live, and, you know, she says she's quite pleased. Halle divorced French actor, bat crap crazy, Olivier Martinez in 2016.
Yeah. Right.
She says she hasn't pursued any romantic interest since signing the
divorce
papers. Yeah.
I thought her and the trainer had a thing.
Well,
wow. Maybe she's just, you know.
Yeah, see, here's my thought on it.
What's your thought?
She hasn't had any romantic interest, but she nowhere in here talks about, anything with benefits.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because she doesn't talk about being celibate since 2016.
Yeah, here's something.
She talks
now.
About being single.
He's more than just her personal trainer for exercise.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She
God,
says,
you just had a Fran Drescher moment there. Oh, my God.
Or Janice.
They're both.
It's the same
Janice
thing,
from
really.
Friends and Fran Drescher.
She says, I've been pretty alone by myself going on 3 years now.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys. Halle Berry's a catch. She'll fight your enemies for you and beat them up.
That's true.
And she looks good doing it.
Now, she says she didn't expect to be single for so long, but she says she isn't lonely. Well, she's had some pretty bad luck in
Well, I'm wondering
department.
If that's her choice of men or whether that's actually her.
maybe both.
Me wonders.
She says she isn't lonely. She says her two children have taken up all the space in her heart.
Yeah, she's got a nanny.
Hallie says, I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to spend time with me.
I doubt she drives the kids to soccer. I doubt she does any of that stuff.
She probably
does. No, she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't. She's busy. She's got Instagram pictures to take. Half naked. That tells you how much she's
got training to do.
Got a thing for her kids. It's like, oh, mommy's got to go take some half naked pictures for social media.
Now, she says it's been so great that she might stay like this.
Well, you know, there's one thing when you don't get married and get divorced is you get to keep all your money.
This is true.
And she's, you know, she's probably at a point where she's probably had to give a little bit of it away.
Probably so.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
So she can have all the friends with benefits she wants and not have to worry about doing their laundry.
Dare I say this?
Here it comes.
You know what? Methinks Hallie's 53 now. And she looks great for 53. But is she really going to get too many more opportunities at some film roles at 53? Because I hate to say this, but unless your name is Emma Thompson, you don't get any roles over the age of 53 in movies anymore. Hello, Sandra Bullock. Now, that doesn't mean that Hallie won't do a Netflix show. Netflix, Amazon, these people are all looking
for
content. Yeah, no, she doesn't. But I mean, soon enough, if she doesn't start having a little nip here and a little tuck there, she's going to start showing her age. No, it happens to everybody.
There's still a spot in your driveway for her.
Well, there's always going to be a spot in my driveway for her.
Hey,
ooh, that
Chloe.
Just gave me a warm, glowing moment. Anyway. Continue.
Moving on.
Continue.
Khloe Kardashian proves
warm.
Once again she's the good one.
Oh, Khloe.
Now,
why do you say that?
I didn't say it. I just picked it off and
Khloe's
plagiarized
the
it.
The good one. All
Khloe
right.
has been secretly trolling L.A. area Trader Joe's and Ralph's markets during the wee senior
what,
hours.
What, to get extra groceries and nobody's looking?
Well, she's been paying for customers' entire cart of groceries.
Oh, she's, okay, she's paying it forward. Okay, all right.
She's paying it forward.
Good for Khloe.
We have a Kardashian who's doing something good with her time right
now.
Yeah,
and her money.
And
that's
her money.
Good. That's great.
She's even bought over 200 gift cards for store employees where she does her good deeds.
That's awesome. Further proof that she's not really a Kardashian. You got to go back to some of our other stories, hear what I really think about who she is and where she sprung from.
Right.
Yeah. Because she's a different size and a different look than the rest of the clan.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I should go to Trader Joe's and act old tomorrow morning. Maybe she'll buy my groceries.
Maybe.
All right, that's it for us today. No need to mention Halle Berry again here because we had a whole story about her. Wow. Again. Be sure to listen to the podcast wherever you get fine podcasts or even marginal podcasts because we're there. And tell your friends to give us a review. We'd love it. All right, that's it. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.